With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The recent trade deal with Canada gave stocks a reason to celebrate, but Wall Street has its eyes on pending trade deals as well. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The strong job market is taking its toll on MBA programs. For the first time in nearly a decade, waning interest in the traditional Master of Business Administration degree hit business schools that draw the most applications, including Harvard and Stanford universities. In fact, applications to American MBA programs dropped for a fourth straight year as schools show signs of struggling to lure young professionals out of the robust job market. Those top-tier programs were until recently thought to be immune to the shakeout that's plaguing less prestigious programs. In the application year ended this spring, U.S. business schools received 140,860 applications for programs including the traditional two-year MBA, down 7% from the previous year. And until recently, international students had been a bright spot for U.S. business schools. Well, now foreign students face steeper hurdles to getting work visas after graduation, leading fewer to apply to U.S. schools. Activity in the U.S. manufacturing sector decelerated in September, but remained elevated, but analysts think the manufacturing industry could be reaching a peak. Now, while key sectors including sales of factory-made products, production, and employment continue to grow, the Institute for Supply Management says there are signs the manufacturing sector could be peaking because there's been a decline in new orders and subsequently a pullback by suppliers. Still, economists expect manufacturing output to continue to expand at a healthy pace in the coming months. For several months, stock markets have ebbed and flowed, hinging on trade tensions involving Canada, Mexico, and China, and the U.S. And some investors' fears may have been alleviated, however, with Sunday's trade agreement between Canada and the U.S., and Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani is here to discuss. So, Akani, not only has the deal with Canada eased Wall Street's worries, but it followed an agreement with Mexico earlier in September.
We saw stocks get a bit of a boost when we learned that Mexico and the U.S. had come to an agreement to revise NAFTA, but investors were still a little bit worried about what Canada was going to do since the U.S. and Canada were still in the middle of negotiations. So the weekend's news really helped sort of relieve the fears of investors who were worried that the whole NAFTA deal was going to fall apart.
And at least on the heels of the Canada deal in the 24 hours after the agreement, stocks reacted pretty positively.
Yeah, we saw U.S. stocks bounce higher, and we saw a pretty specific group of stocks and industries that investors were worried about also get a lift from the NAFTA news.
And portfolio managers that you and your colleague Christopher Whittle spoke with said they see that stocks will be trending positively to the news, namely automobile and industrial stocks going forward.
We saw Ford and General Motors rallying Monday on the news, and investors have been attributing that to the fact that these automakers have been putting off investment plans and saying that they're a little bit uncertain about their future spending plans as a result of all of the trade tensions that have been flaring up this year. So the fact that the NAFTA agreement is now sort of clarifying what the future will be for these automakers is certainly a positive for them. And then we also saw industrial stocks doing well just because they have been mentioning they're very sensitive to any potential disruptions in the supply chain. And because companies in the industrial space tend to operate not just in the U.S., but also they might have production facilities in Mexico and Canada, it's really important for them to have NAFTA in the clear. So we saw stocks like Boeing rallying after the deal was reached.
And it's not just stocks. Several other types of assets have been affected by both trade tensions and the recent agreements.
Yeah, we saw bond yields rising Monday after the U.S. and Canada reached their deal. So treasuries were weakening because investors were sort of flocking to riskier assets. And then we saw the Canadian dollar and the Mexican peso both gain against the dollar, sort of reversing moves that we saw earlier in the year when there was a lot more questions about whether NAFTA would come to fruition.
And so we have deals with Mexico and with Canada in our pockets. And there's still one very big trade deal yet to be wrapped up, and that's with China. and that affects numerous stock sectors.
Yeah, we're talking materials companies, agricultural firms, soybean exporters, automakers, semiconductor firms, like basically anything you can think of. A lot of those companies do have ties in some ways to China, whether their products are being consumed there or produced there in part. So investors that we've been speaking to have been saying that China is really sort of the number one risk that they're watching at the moment, because there was some sense that the U.S. would come to an agreement with Canada and Mexico, but because the negotiations with China have been quite tense and sort of prolonged, I think investors are a little bit more worried about what's to come on that side.
Well, it's good reason to keep an eye on trade progression and trade talk progression with China and to see how Wall Street reacts along the way. That is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akane Otani here in our studio. Akane, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at The Wall Street Journal in New York.